Today's scripture is Matthew chapter 22, verse 27 to 30. Last of all, the woman died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife of the seven will she be? For they all had married her. But Jesus answered and said to them, You are mistaken not, understanding the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 10,000 different churches around the world, as well as in Korea, those in local sanctuaries, and those who attend this service through satellites and internet, and GCN TV viewers. Let's give our thanks and glory to Father God, who has blessed us to offer this Women's Mission Devotional Service 2014. Dear devotees, in every year's devotional service, you have given all your heart, will, and sincerity. Many of you have given testimonies to the blessings that you received through devotional services. God wishes your devotion does not lead to just this level of blessing, but to bear greater and more complete fruits. That's why this message is being given to you. He truly wants you to love God with all your heart and show your true devotion to God. Through this message, I wish that all of you will check whether you have loved God with all your heart and offered your lives with all your heart. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may offer a really sweet and beautiful aroma to Father God. Dear devotees, brothers and sisters in Christ, to love God with all your heart is to accomplish goodness. Do you remember the title of last year's devotional service? If you participate in the devotional service with all your heart, you should have a longing for the message. You have to worship God in spirit and truth, and look into yourself with the three points of the message. If you are touched by the message, you have to keep it in mind and accomplish it in your prayer for the following year. If you have prepared for the service with all your sincerity but cannot keep the message in mind, it means you fail to gain the important point. Last year's Women's Mission Devotional Service message was titled with, what was it? Not only last year, but every year has God given the message concerning goodness in Women's Devotional Service. Father God has emphasized on goodness. If you have offered your devotional service with all your sincerity, how much goodness have you accomplished in your heart? Those who have received their level of faith, they can tell their goodness through their level of faith. Even though you haven't received your level of faith yet, you can check your goodness with a few questions through the messages delivered from the podium. Are you seeking others' benefits, or do you seek your own first? As you listen to this message, check yourself, okay? When others prosper, are you rejoicing as much as in your work? Or are you speaking ill of them, saying, that person lacks in this and that aspect, but why is she prosperous? And do you lose heart? You know, it is evil. You lose heart because you don't like others' prosperity. When someone strikes you on the right cheek, do you have a desire to turn the other cheek in order to be at peace with others? When someone sues you and then takes your coat, do you have a heart to consider that person's shoes and give her even your shirt? When someone causes you a hard time, is your peace broken in your heart? There is someone who caused you trouble. Now, do you really want to make peace with him and give to him? You should not want to make the peace broken by sacrifice yourself. You gotta have this kind of heart. That's goodness. That's the heart of goodness. But if you have the opposite heart, are you speaking pure and holy words so that every word coming from your mouth can give out the fragrance of the Christ? Or are you speaking negative words of complaints, groaning, and unbelief, and causing hard time to the people around you? If you love God with all your heart, you will unceasingly examine your words and deeds. Brothers and sisters, you love God foremost of all, but you don't love your shepherd that much. Now, then you are lying. Why? Because this earth, your shepherd is loved by Father God foremost of all. And all the power is entrusted to the shepherd. If you truly love Father God, you should love your shepherd too. If you don't love the shepherd, but if you love Father God, then would Father God say, okay, you love me? Well, Father God will say, well, it's a lie, isn't it? If you love God with all your heart, you will unceasingly examine your words and deeds. You will continue to change yourself, checking whether your words were good and your thoughts were proper in God's sight. If you do this, then you will come into Spirit and Holy Spirit. Those who came into Spirit and Holy Spirit, they don't need to check themselves, because everything they said is out of goodness. They don't need to check themselves whether it was proper in God's sight. They don't need to worry. Why? Because their heart is goodness itself. So everything coming out from their heart is goodness. No evil can come out. Out of unconsciousness, have you ever heard me speaking harsh language? No. When your heart is the goodness itself, you got no harsh language in your heart. You cannot tell a lie. You've never told a lie. How can you tell a lie? You got no lie in your heart. How can you tell a lie? Out of unconsciousness, you cannot do that. Even in your dream, you cannot do that. Let's say you had a lust in your dream, then it means you had lust every day. You stole something in your dream, it means you had the heart of stealing in your heart. Some people, even if they have the knowledge of the truth, they think and behave in an opposite way to goodness. Suppose a member had a longing for receiving the level of faith and has made all her efforts for it, but didn't get her expected result. Now she is making God feel frustrated. She says, this person can offer a big amount of offering because her husband is securely supporting her. That person has short years of faithfulness but gains great favor with her inborn good heart. Why is my heart this little? Well, you have to discover your true heart and try to get rid of it. Let's say babies are born equally. Are they fixed? Who will become number one? Who will become the last? It's up to their effort. If they make an effort, they can become number one. If they are lazy, they will become the last. But if they change their mind and study better, study well, then they can become number one in class. But they are very diligent in watching TV and playing and surfing the internet and sending text messaging. You're very quick at those things. You know, in just a few seconds, they send text messages in a very long sentence. Someone missed my call, and they sent me a text message right away, in just a couple of seconds. I missed your call. I tried to pick it up, but the phone hung up. I got that text message so quickly. Wow. They can text me in just a few seconds, huh? Well, there are some people who text long. You know what? They try to send message without any grammatical error or alphabetic order. I mean the error. So, but you can just send me just a regular sentence. And some people are practicing so hard for Israel Crusade. And we practice so hard. Well, you don't need to send me a letter of, love letters. Why is my environment so poor? I got little offering because I have little money. I have no one to help me enter spirit quickly. It's an excuse, isn't it? There are so many people of spirit. If you ask questions, there are so many people who are ready to give you answers. Now, besides that, if you can make bread from what I teach you, then you can come into spirit easily. If you make bread from the message every week, then you can easily come into spirit. Otherwise, you just read the Bible. Then everything will be found here. Do's and don'ts and keeps and do-aways and everything's in the Bible. Why do you go to other church and find it? Or you can listen to my previous lectures and messages. But you don't do it, so you don't realize it. When I deliver in a Genesis lecture, even though I said they were like lions and tigers and bears and grizzlies and hippos and rhinos and, they lived all together in one ark. And, they survived all together without fighting for food. But when I asked a question last Friday service, nobody gave me an answer. Because I delivered the first version of Genesis lecture, but you forgot. If you truly worship God in spirit and truth, you will never forget. Because you don't memorize it, you memorize with your heart, and you will not forget. Whenever you need it, the answer will be given to you. Useless things you all forget. This way, she is losing heart, attributing everything to surroundings, others, and her own heart. Because she has mercy on herself, she cannot realize how far her thought is from goodness. If you are spiritually awake, you will think in Mary Magdalene's shoes for a moment, and you can choose the way of goodness. How Mary Magdalene loved the Lord and what kind of goodness she chose. If you remember that, you can learn pretty much deal of goodness. And what is goodness? You can discern. Even if you listen to many messages, long for grace, and have a burning heart to enter spirit, it cannot be said you have a true longing to become a person of spirit. You have to meditate on the word heard and make every effort to become a person of goodness. This is how you have a true longing heart for spirit and love God with all your heart. There is one more thing for you to remember. God's criterion of judgment is different from human criterion. As I said in the morning service, Father's goodness is different from no human's goodness, right? Because His ways and His thoughts are above our thoughts and our ways. Exodus 15 verse 26 tells us that we should do righteousness not in our eyes, but in God's eyes. In God's sight, we should do righteousness. Parents quarrel, and your mother is being, your mother is weak, so you become righteous. How can you beat, you know, my mom, your bad father? You think it's righteousness? Is it righteousness or not? Do you think it's righteousness? Or is it goodness? Or is it evil? Wow. You don't even say a word. You cannot give me the answer. That's not righteousness. It's evil, isn't it? There is a duty a children should do. How can a child interrupt parents' argument and stood against father? It is rude. You should discern all of these things. Father is in the bed. How can you, you know, hit my, how can you hit mom like that? I will not call you father. If child got angry like this, it's not righteousness. But, you know, if father habitually hits in the mother, then, you know, child should stop him. But I'm not talking about such level. You know, they just lightly argue over a matter. And a child interrupts. And a father is bad. The child is not supposed to do that. But if he hits in a mom who has no fault, then, well, the child should do the act of righteousness, right? It does not mean that the son can call father God in bad names, okay? It's not goodness. It is not a duty of a child. There are things that a child should keep. But if he ignores them and then stands against his, you know, the father, that's not something a child should do. In the same way, the goodness the people recognize is different from God recognizing goodness. So Father God should acknowledge the righteousness. Many people have their own righteousness in their own sight, but it's not the righteousness in God's sight. But it should be the righteousness in God's sight, and they should do. Then no diseases will strike them, as written in the Bible. They should do the righteousness in God's sight, but people do righteousness in their own sight. It is different from the righteousness of God. So if you come into spirit, you can discern it once you come into spirit. Otherwise, you cannot. You are confused whether it is good or evil or whether it is righteousness or not. Some of you look meek and polite to everyone, but may have a heart that disregards others. When someone else's education conflicts with your own, you may think she is uneducated and impolite and close your hearts toward her. Some others have an introspective character and don't like having disputes with others. So they don't insist on their own opinions and follow others' advice. But it happens only because of their personality. They don't serve others from their heart. So they are just, they're not strong. But it's not from the bigness from the heart. They don't serve others from the heart. They may think, it seems that I always lose out in making peace with others. And their ill feelings such as frustrations and discomfort become worse. They may also have difficulty discovering their evils because they think they served and gave room for others. They say they are enduring trials, but they cannot do it with joy and thanksgiving. If they pass through persecutions for faith and financial trials with faith, hope, and love, then their faces are covered with greater grace. But because they suppress and constrain themselves in their trials, sorrow increases to the extent hard times have passed. Then their faces show gloom and shades of anxiety. They think they have endured well for years, but the door to blessings are not opened as quickly as expected. Still, others appear sincere, diligent, and sociable with many others. They seem to do others' works as their own. They are praised among others, but they have only a little longing for spirit. Like Martha, they have greater interest in their duties than in loving God and becoming sanctified. They think they have goodness and they are serving others. But all this belongs to fleshly goodness. I am faithful all the time. I serve others, but I don't stand on the rock of faith. But others don't seem to be faithful, but they stand on the rock of faith. Now, it means they made goodness by listening to the message and cultivating that message in heart, into spirit. That's why they are ahead of others. Like the case of Martha and Maria. Martha worked so hard. She tried to serve the Lord. But her sister Mary was praised, who sat beside the Lord. She was praised. Because that's goodness. Longing for the Word of God, that's goodness. Fleshly things, you can do it later. If you miss the word of goodness, you cannot listen to it again. They may be deemed to be good by the standards of others, and they themselves think they are good, but that does not acknowledge their goodness. If you want to love God with all your heart, you have to seek goodness in every aspect and realize what the goodness of God is and accomplish such goodness. Your devotees and brothers and sisters, secondly, to offer everything to God with all your heart is to accomplish spiritual love. 1 John 4:21 says, "And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also." This commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also. If you love God, you should love brothers in faith. You should not judge or condemn or criticize brothers in faith. It is to hate a brother. You cannot do that. If you love God, you should love your brother too. Now, you love your brothers and sisters in faith, so how good it is. Since you don't judge or condemn your brothers in faith, since you serve each other very well, you try to give to your brothers and sisters, how happy are we? How happy are you? You are happy in your heart, this church in peace, and Father God is pleased with this church. So that's why everybody has the level of in the spirit of their faith. And your family is evangelized. Your family becomes your family of spirit. we have number two. My family is number one. The number two. She said, we are so happy in my family. There is one single reason we are not happy. Elder Seokgyul Song is receiving great blessing now. And he supports me. And her family is in peace. And the son and the daughter. She said she's so happy. She doesn't worry about anything about her children. She doesn't worry about what to eat and what to wear. And she is faithful to her given duty with thanks and joy. But she is so happy, she said. There is no darkness over her family. But she said she is so happy in her family. That's right. Once you make your family spirits, it's like that. You are so happy. You are loved by Father God. You receive blessing from Father God. But how can you say you love Father God without loving your brother? If you love Father God, you will love your brother also. If you love Father God, how can you, you know, dislike your shepherd? It's a lie. And you make Father God angry. I'm not threatening you. If there is a wall of sin, even now, you have to repent. Before money comes in, you have to repent. By all means, you have to wash away such sin. And you should be ready and make your vessel to come into spirit. And when the blessing of money comes in, you should also receive blessing. And through kings, the money will come. And what will happen in this church? The church will be so full of happiness, right? I gave you the feast of blessing. And the true feast of blessing will happen. And we will have a true feast of blessing. And there are many blessings that we will receive. Your spirit and soul prosper. And I can give you aid a lot. First of all, I can raise the salary for servants of God and Levi workers. They will receive more than just the normal companies. There are many big companies, right? Even though they work for, you know, big companies, they live with very small amount of salary. I heard the news. Even though it is like the top companies, they receive a very small amount of salary. Even though they graduate from the top university in this country. But it is different from company to company. But this church, this church will pay as much as the top level companies. Plus bonus. And then I will expand the aid for the members. More than thousands. And the amount will increase, and I will help more refugees from North Korea. Many things will be different. We will build the Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary. We'll be so happy. And you will be diligently in bringing the bricks, right? You'll be so happy, out of joy, because we are building temple of God. And you will increase your level of faith and try to come into spirit and Holy Spirit. And next year, you'll accept my invitation to come to my prayer house. Right? Unless you're full. I'm sorry to say this, but Unless you're a fool, you will do that, right? Since you are not a fool, you will be invited to the feast. You will try to be invited. Even if every one of you come, don't worry. Even if thousands of people come, I will not worry. We can do that. We are already working on it. And if there are too many people, then you know what? I will have the feast over many days. I hope that such will happen. And I think I said it during the Feast of Spirit. Those who came into Spirit, they do not worry about anything about what to eat and what to wear. Even if they are weak and they cannot make for their living, I will make them worry for nothing because they did great job to come into Spirit. They struggle against sin to the point of shedding blood, and they love Father God foremost of all and came into Spirit. How can I make them worry about what to eat and what to wear? I will not do that. They pray fervently, attend worship services arduously, and dedicate their time and money to God. But they staggeringly lack in considering and looking after the people around them. They have given God many things they have, but they cannot bear complete fruits of blessing. Of course, they have no intention of doing harm to others or of causing evil towards others. They are just narrow-sighted in considering others, and their character of their heart is not so great to that extent. So, they may hurt others' hearts and give discomfort to others, though it is not intentional. Let me give you an example. Someone has a fervent longing for Spirit and diligently prays with fasting. She volunteers in many works and gives many offerings to God. But while praying, she doesn't pray for the souls and for the kingdom of God that much. She seems to have a longing for Spirit, but she doesn't have a desire to be with many of the people around her. Some members around her didn't receive the level of faith and are in tearful prayer, but she got a notice of her level of faith. Now she is giving her testimony to her faith with joy, saying, "I've done nothing good, but God gave me a good score in His great love." She is so full of grace and joy that she fails to take others' feelings and place into consideration. On the contrary, while she is suffering difficulties, she expresses her suffering to the highest degree and embarrasses others. She doesn't realize she is causing others to feel sorry and embarrassed. Let me give you another example. A mission group divided into smaller groups to clean a large space. One group finished cleaning their part a little earlier than others. The others were still cleaning. If she has a broader heart, she can recognize why the other groups have not finished and see what aspects need help getting finished. Those who have little spiritual love cannot consider a situation from other shoes. Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ." The scripture says, "Love your neighbor as yourself. And other scripture says, "To the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me." I ask you to take care of many others with delicate love and broadened hearts. I wish you can harbor many more souls with love, generosity, and the Father's heart. This is how you can love God with all your heart. Dear devotees, brothers and sisters in Christ, to love the Father with all your heart, thirdly, is to fulfill your God-given duties. Those who love Father God not only have such a love in your heart, but come to express that love outwardly. You come to dedicate yourself to the kingdom of God and say, "What shall I do? What shall I give to my Father? How can I repay this grace?" Even without a title in the church, you may evangelize and take care of other souls diligently and volunteer in church ministries. But some of you may lose the state of this fervor with the passing of time. It means your fervor cools down. Then you will turn away from the works that are not entrusted to you and want more personal freedom. You seem to perform your outward duties or others ardently, but neglect other duties. When asked to serve as an usher or offertory member in main sanctuary, you will do it with joy. But when asked to volunteer service in the nursery room, the joy decreases. Our God-given duties, big or small, it is the same sanctuary, isn't it? It is the same service, isn't it? In the main sanctuary, they can be spotted by the shepherd. Shepherd can look at me. So your joy and happiness will be different. But in the second sanctuary, your senior pastor cannot spot you, right? You have that kind of heart. Or you may have other thoughts. Our God-given duties, big or small, must be performed not in man's sight, but only in God's sight. Our Father God is watching over you. You can just believe that. It must not be performed only in deeds, but with faith, hope, and love, and the aroma of the heart. Suppose at the annual election, you desired to be elected as president of your group, but became a secretary. If you faithfully serve as secretary with all your heart, you can offer a more beautiful aroma to God. Then you can rejoice and give thanks simply from the fact that you were entrusted with a title such as secretary or a manager. You will pray for and take care of group members, supporting group president. How many of you are doing this? The more the better, isn't it? I used to be a president, but I'm not selected as a president this year. Now I became the group of a small groups. But you should be faithful. That is the evidence of your loving for Father God. President of the prayer devotees mission, I looked at her, but she was faithful. She prayed. She was so faithful, even though she didn't become the president. She didn't have any ill feelings. She just felt sorry because she was not faithful for that. And she worked harder. That's why she came into spirit. You gotta have such a heart. No, I'm embarrassed because I couldn't become the president again. Well, that's a fleshly heart. How lovely this heart would be in the sight of God. Suppose someone used to be a group president, but this year she was not elected as president. She doesn't attend group meetings anymore and no longer services. It means her former service was not true service either. There was a president of in a young adults mission, and she was not selected. She was it? United Mission? But she was not selected again. She became the assistant president, I guess. Then she got no duties. And she asked me what she's supposed to do. You just be faithful to your duty as a group leader. You should be thankful for being elected as a group leader, not the president of your mission. You be faithful and serve others. That's why I told her. I'm not sure whether she is doing now. As I said, I didn't check. Since she is a man of spirit, I think she would do that. She's doing it, I guess. That is the proof that she used to love Father God. Even though the situation is changed, she doesn't change in her deeds. Otherwise, her past deed was not true. Women's mission members have been doing so many works of the church. In all the church events and feasts, they are performing many functions, such as the decorating and cooking. They make decorated Easter eggs and the winter kimchi so that they can help the poor and participate in the relief of the society and the abandoned. In every event and activity, I ask to serve not only in the body, but also to do it with all your heart for God. Then you will not perform such works only with the sense of duty. Instead, you will think and pray, may the joy of resurrection be delivered to many people through these Easter eggs, or may the Lord's love be spread to many people with this kimchi. When you serve with faith and love this way, you can become full of grace and the Spirit. When you clean the sanctuary curtains and you sweep and clean the sanctuary floor, you can feel happy and give thanks for serving in the temple of God. This heart of service can be accepted as the fragrance of joy by God. In the name of the Lord, I ask you to consider all your God-given duties precious and fulfill them with all your heart. With what kind of heart you do your duties. Depending on that, Father can accept it or Father God will not accept it. When Father God accepts it with joy, then it becomes your blessing. And it will become your reward. It will become your blessing, whether it is visible or invisible. Dear devotees and brothers and sisters in Christ, Proverbs 31 verses 30 and 31 says, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the product of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. God doesn't see the appearances of people. He accepts the fragrance of heart, the aroma of loving and reverent fear of Him. Those who listen to the revelation, they can see why Father God loves me. Because it is mentioned many times. If you can memorize them all, why Father God loves my shepherd, and what Father God is pleased with, you can understand as you listen to the revelation. Then you learn from it and just do it. In fact, I'm not showing myself off because Father God loves me so much. So I can understand Enoch. Father God loved Enoch so much. He walked with him for 300 years and he took him alive because he wanted to have him beside him because he loved him so much. People lived like 900 something years, but at the age of 300 something, Father God took him alive. If you can be loved by Father God like this, how good it would be. Honestly, I'm receiving such love from Father God, always, without changing. Because my heart does not change, so Father God does not change in giving me His love. He always wants to give me the good things. Your temporary fervor and dedication to this devotional service is not enough before God who sees the inner heart of each person. You will have to keep this message and God's grace in your mind and live a dedicational life for a year. And the message you heard during the devotional service should become yours. You should live by it. You have to make it yours. I talked about goodness last year, and you don't even remember what that was about. Then, it doesn't become benefit to you. You made offerings for the devotional service. But that offering, If you want to make the offerings truly valuable, then you want to receive blessing 30, 60, 100 times more, then you have to make the message of the devotional service yours and make bread from it. Then it is the proof that you gave, you worshiped God in truth and spirit. And your offerings will be rewarded back 30, 60, 100 times more. It should become like this. You just pay attention only during the worship service, and you don't remember what you heard. Then you make Father God sorry. Every day, your goodness and love must increase, and you must consider your God-given duties as precious. Only then will God accept this devotional service with joy and repay you with abundant fruits according to what you have sown and done. It does not end only on this earth, but in heaven you will be rewarded with praise, honor, and glory. I wish you devotees and church members will love God with all your hearts, with all your soul, and with all your mind. May all of you be elevated and praised before a multitude of God-cultivated people at the Great White Throne Judgment. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Father God, thank you. Let this message we heard today become faith and life in us. And let us cultivate it in our heart completely. Father, we heard what it is to have goodness in our heart. Father God is goodness, and Father God loves goodness. And you want your children to be good. Our women's mission members, they should be full of goodness that Father God wants. They have to accomplish spiritual love. They have to know what spiritual love is. And they have to love Father God in a spiritual way. And they have to consider God-given duties precious, and they have to do their duties and adorn themselves as a beautiful bride of the Lord. Father God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I'll pray, Father God. Bless all our members. Give them fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit and surround with the light. Please accept this devotional service with joy and let them become true pleasure to you, Father God. Father, let them accomplish goodness. Let them have the goodness and let them do work out of their goodness. Let them have spiritual love, not fleshly love. Father, let them be faithful to their God-given duties. Let them love Father God with all their heart and become beautiful brides of the Lord. Please lay your hands on their sick part, from head to toe, in every intestines and organs and nervous system. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let them be healthy both in spirit and body. May the light come. Burn those diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come from head to toe in every intestines and organs, nervous system. Burn everything by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let them be healthy both in spirit and body. Father, thank you. Bless their intestines. Skin diseases go away. May the light come. Father, Yu Chuhan, bless him to be free from epilepsy. Epilepsy go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. May the light come. In Victory readers and viewers, TV and viewers, they send me prayer requests. Please lay your hands on them and give answers to their prayer requests. They make prayer requests, hundreds of them, thousands of them every week. Please work for them. Father God, thank you. Please protect them. Give them peace. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.